Thanks again for joining us each and every Saturday. We are here at noon, KGMI. It is called Community Connection. I'm Bill Davis, your host, always welcoming you in. Oh, by the way, I wanted to let you know we our podcast page at KGMI.com. We always put up our interview segments here anytime you want to listen to those to your heart's content. Yeah, no more appointment listening, although we do appreciate you making us part of your Saturday. Got a good friend who has been dissing me for, I don't know, 10 years or so. When was the last time Guy Miller of Dewey Griffin Subaru, the finance manager who I'm talking to right across the mic, when's the last time you were here?
I got to believe it was only about two and a half years ago.
Have you been in like the witness protection program or something? I mean,
Bill, I can't talk about
it. You can, or else you'd have to kill me, right?
Something like that.
Yeah. Good seeing you. I have missed you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have to come back, Bill. Thanks for the invite.
Well, let's give everybody a little history. Well, we all know about Dewey Griffin Subaru, but let's find out about you. How long you've been there, how you got to be the finance manager. Basically, I want your entire life history here.
That's worse than Somonex.
Nice. I can always count on Guy to add comic relief to the show here. So anyway,
well, I started.
Yeah, how long you been there? Yeah,
I started there in March of 2009. Mm-hmm. I had been around a couple other dealerships. I got my first finance job in 2001. Mm-hmm. I had closed a commercial capital equipment leasing brokerage that I.
Do you have to go to school, study for that kind of stuff, or have you always had figures in your head?
Well, figures on my head, in my head, you know, that type of stuff.
Nice,
but. It was a family business. My dad had been in the capital equipment leasing for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so when I needed something else to do other than fly Navy airplanes, I just fell back into the family business.
Yeah. And how long you been at Dewey Griffin now?
Coming up, I'll be starting my 16th year this March.
Really? 16 years. Those of us in radio, if we stay somewhere 16 years and not getting fired, that's a very unusual thing.
Pretty true of the car business, too.
Well, I was going to ask you, so how come you've been there so long? Is it just like family? Is it just like home or what?
Well, as cliche as that sounds, Bill, it is a family. In fact, as of recent times, it's now the only family-owned dealership in Whatcom County.
Isn't that incredible to think about?
The way things change. Yeah. But from that standpoint, it literally is a family. Family comes first. So mm-hmm. if you need to have the time to take care of a family member, well, that's exactly what they do. Mm-hmm. And that extends to the customers as well. They do the job right. The company motto is, first of all, be kind.
Yeah.
You have to mm-hmm. be kind to people. And we'll offer great product at great prices. Mm-hmm. And then, to make it even better, the money that we make, we give large portions of it back to the community.
You always put it right back in the community. We hear this on the air a lot. If we all give a little, we'll all have a lot. That's kind of your motto there.
And that came directly from Dick Meyer.
Yes, he did. Yes, it did. Yeah. And you guys live it, don't you?
We absolutely try to the best of our ability. We're always looking for new and better avenues to apply that to. But there's so many good things that we do outside of, quote-unquote, the automotive world.
We'll talk about that for a moment. We are speaking with Guy Miller. He's finance manager at Dewey Griffin Subaru. They always – what I love about the segment that you have here on Community Connection, you're not here to sell cars. I mean, you're the finance manager. We can talk a little bit about, you know, what you got going on there. But, no, it's usually you want us to tell great stories about wonderful people doing stuff in the community. Let me see. Blue Skies for Children? You guys hook up
as
with them?
Currently going on right now, mm-hmm. I was shocked at the size of the stacked pallets that are in our service bay right now. Mm-hmm. And that is going to Blue Skies of Children. And they are filled, Bill, with brand new shoes and socks for kids.
Stuff like that, yeah. Shoes, socks, things like that, right?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it's cold. They need shoes. They need socks. And basically, like you said, your pallets are just overflowing right now.
Yep, and hopefully they'll get delivered in the next couple of days, and that's going to be exciting. We still support Meals on Wheels, mm-hmm. Whatcom Community Council on Aging. Mm-hmm. We just, at the holidays, just preloaded hundreds of emergency meal kits for the folks that are stuck at home.
Yeah.
So there's,
you, and by the way, you guys go out and deliver them too, don't you, from time to time?
From time to time, we
yeah.
do.
Mm-hmm.
We're also still a part of Stuff the Trunk, which is a big food
right.
drive in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Also in the holidays, we had Alternative Humane Society come visit us.
Yeah.
Had an on-site adoption
mm-hmm.
Event. A showroom is chaotic enough. Go ahead and throw 12 puppies out there.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're talking pallets of shoes. You're talking delivering meals. You're talking puppies in the showroom. And we haven't even gotten to the car market yet. What you guys actually do for a living. He's Guy Miller, finance manager at Dewey Griffin at Subaru. Always a pleasure when he comes visits us every 5 years or so.
Well,
we got to start making this more of a habit.
Well, yeah. Throw out the invite a little sooner, buddy.
Listen, he's throwing it on me. Can we talk about that? We got about 3 minutes left to spend with. Can we talk about the car market for a moment? What's
well, absolutely.
That's the only reason. Well, no, it's not the only reason you're here, but you're the expert at it. I mean, how's the inventory? You guys
inventory
okay
is coming up wonderfully. We're excited to be able to walk out there after 2 years of not having any, and we have
sure.
rows and rows of new cars.
And that was all. That was manufacturing problems with COVID and all that other stuff.
Supply
right?
chain, chip
yeah.
problems, mm-hmm. Chip fires in chip manufacturing plants. I mean, it was a perfect storm.
Yeah. Let's talk about financing for a moment. You got any kind of special things going on right now?
Well, Subaru is doing a wonderful job of really supporting our financial market, or at least our new cars, by putting tons of money into. Lower rates.
Mm-hmm.
No, you really can't go to your favorite credit union and find these rates yet. The economy
yeah.
isn't quite there.
Right.
Hopefully that that trend will change. But right now, you have the ability to finance an Outback of a well-equipped status,
mm-hmm.
and you can get, no kidding, a 1.9% interest rate for 48 months.
That's almost free. That's almost free financing.
We almost remember those days, don't
yeah.
we? Go back
know.
About 5 years.
1.9. That's low.
Yeah, Foresters, 2.9% financing for well-qualified buyers at 48 months.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, a longer term is just a smidgen higher. But Subaru Motors Finance, i.e. that tiny little company, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank,
yeah.
With the manufacturer.
Company.
You know, they're doing a great job of making these cars affordable for those who want and need
them. You're almost giving them away, right? That's what I see on the TV commercial. Come on down. We're almost giving them away for you. But seriously, 1.9 or 2.9 APR, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
yeah.
You know, it's still a Subaru community.
Mm-hmm.
Pull up to a stop sign. I'll wager that there's 3 out of 4. Subaru sitting there.
Yeah, you know what we used to say in Texas? The phrase would be, you can't swing a dead cat without hitting a Subaru here.
That's a fair statement.
Don't be swinging any dead cats. I love kitty cats of the world. I'm not saying... It's just an old Texas phrase. We
yeah, watch your Twitter account now, Bill.
Oh, yeah, it's going to blow up. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, it's the X. I can't call it X. How about you?
I can't. Can't go there.
It's always Twitter. Well, we're just about out of time. It's always a pleasure. Like I said, every 25 years when you come in and visit with me. You know,
it gets worse and worse around here.
I was going to say, it exponentially grows every time we talk about it. Can you come back again a little sooner, maybe, buddy?
At your convenience, Bill.
Guy Miller, he is the finance manager, Dewey Griffin Subaru. Hey, let's tell everybody how you get a hold of you guys. You can go by the showroom or what? Pick
yep.
up the phone, go
online. DeweyGriffin.com. Visit our website. Tons of different portals there to ask about financing, to ask about inventory. We have some great internet staff that can answer your questions and cut through most of the stuff before you ever need to walk into a showroom.
All right, buddy. Get back to work, okay?
Don't mind if I do. Thanks, Bill.
Guy Miller, finance manager, Dewey Griffin Subaru. We'll continue with a big show, Community Connection, here in just a moment on KGMI.